the superficial I in the way the word I is normally used in everyday usage, and it's probably the most frequently used word in the language, because, of course, everybody is the center of the universe. I usually refers to I and my story self, my painful self, my pain body story self. This is when people say I, they refer to the illusory identity of self. That was the self that I could not live with. I was identified with self. And suddenly, I separated from self. There was a consciousness moved out of identification with the form of self, and the psychological form of self collapsed all at once. And what was left was I. It had moved out of identification with the form, the psychological form. And that moving out in this case was so complete that the form of self popped like a soap bubble. And what was left was what had always been there, but had become intertwined with a form, I. I had always been the essence even of the story, but it became mixed up with form. So it moved out of form because the pain of form identification became unbearable. And every one of you is close to that point or has already reached that point. That's why you're here. Some of you, yes, need a little bit more time. That's okay. So, and that is the miracle of transformation, is when that happens. And fortunately, the pain that is created by that delusion is also that which makes you realize who you are beyond the form. One could almost say that self-created pain drives you out finally of the form. That's one way of putting it. And then by the grace of God, the divine, the one, a spiritual teaching or teacher comes in and points to the fact that you don't need further pain. You've come to the end. To awaken out of identification with form, you don't need more pain. The pain that you have had, and really I'm talking not so much to you as an individual person, I could say that to humanity, because you are humanity. The pain that you have had has been enough. And that was already 2,600 years ago. That was already the message of the Buddha. Because he summarized the entire teaching, which is sublime, of sublime simplicity and power, summarized it as, I show you suffering at the end of suffering. And this is exactly what we have been engaged in here this evening. I showed you suffering at the end of suffering. The same teaching, the same teacher. There is only one spiritual teaching, and there's only one spiritual teacher. And that one teaching One teacher comes in many forms, but it's only one. And here, that is appears again with an added, one could almost say, urgency or intensity to it. Because at the time of the Buddha, human madness had not yet developed to the point where it threatened survival of the very planet. It's taken 2,600 years since then for the human mind to become that powerful and increase through science, through technology, increase, amplify the madness that was already there. And not that there's anything wrong with that. Ultimately, that also is part of what has to be and had to be. Put beautifully, expressed beautifully by the Buddhist saying, if there were no delusion, there would be no enlightenment.